Thank you. Sadasi Simartisti Vani Grace Lave Sharanara Vinda Shira Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Shira Bhakti Ki Jai Anant Koti Vashta Vrinda Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Prema Nandi Hare Hare Go. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Smriti Isha Abhyas
From the misconception of being a product of material energy.
From the misconception of being a product of material energy.
Arises.
Isha.
From the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Apetasya.
Apetasya.
One who has withdrawn. Vibharyaya,
Vibharyaya,
reversal of the position. Asmritihi,
Asmritihi,
no conception of his relationship with the Supreme Lord.
No conception of his relationship with the Supreme Lord.
Tatmayaya,
Tatmayaya,
because of the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord.
Because of the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord.
Ataha,
Ataha,
therefore,
therefore,
Buddha,
Buddha,
one who is wise,
one who is wise,
Abhajet,
Abhajet,
must worship,
must worship,
Tam,
Tam,
him, Bhaktya,
Bhaktya,
by devotional service,
Ekaya,
undiverted to karma and jnana,
undiverted to karma and jnana.
Isham,
Isham,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Guru,
Guru,
as the spiritual master,
Devata,
Devata, the worshipable Lord, Atma,
Atma,
the Super Soul,
the Super Soul.
My dear devotees, this verse is often quoted. I think it is even two times quoted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita because of its fundamental lesson. It tells us about our present dilemma, what is the cause of our problems, and the solution is also given. It's the verse with which Jiva Goswami starts his Bhakti Sandhava. So I know it's early in the morning and some of your blood pressures are low, but kindly hear. When the living entity is attracted by the material energy which is separate from Krishna, he is overpowered by fear. Because he is separated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the material energy, his conception of life is reversed. In other words, instead of being the eternal servant of Krishna, he becomes Krishna's competitor. This is called Viparyayosmriti. It's a Viparyayosmriti means an intelligence which is reversed in positions. Twisted. So to nullify this mistake, one who is actually learned and advanced worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his spiritual master, worshipful deity and very source of life. He thus worships the Lord by the process of unalloyed devotional service. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.37. It is an instruction given by Kavi Rishi, one of the nine saintly personalities called the nine Yogendra. When Vasudev, Krishna's father, asked Devashi Narada and Varaka about devotional service, it was mentioned that previously King Nimi, who was the king of Videha, was instructed by the nine Yogendras. With Sri Narada Muni discoursed on Bhagavad Dharma devotional service, he indicated how a conditioned soul can be liberated by engaging in the loving transcendental service of the Lord. The Lord is the Super Soul, spiritual master, worshipable deity of all conditioned souls. Not only is Krishna the supreme worshipful deity for all living entities, but he is also the Guru or Chaitya Guru, the Super Soul who always gives the living entity good counsel. Unfortunately, the living entity neglects the Supreme Person's instructions. He thus identifies with the material energy and is consequently overpowered by a kind of fear resulting from accepting himself as the material body and considering paraphernalia related to the material body to be his property. All types of fruitive results actually come from the spirit soul, but because he has forgotten his real duty, he is embarrassed by many material consequences such as fear, and attachment. The only remedy is to revert. Revert means to go back to the service of the Lord, and thus be saved from material nature's unwanted harassment. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Jimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyari Sasharine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gauravinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When the living entity is attracted by the material energy, which is separate from Krishna, he is overpowered by fear. Because he is separated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the material energy, his conception of life is reversed. In other words, instead being the eternal servant of Krishna, he becomes Krishna's competitor. This is called Viparyayo Smritihi. So to nullify this mistake, one who is actually learned and advanced worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his spiritual master, worshipful deity and source of life. He thus worships the Lord the process of unalloyed devotional service. My dear devotees, my dear friends, and my dear skeptics, I have to include everyone. There is a reason why we are here. There's a reason why we are bewildered and not in our original consciousness. And that is very simply stated because we have turned away from Krishna. Now the moment we turn away from the light, we see the shadows of darkness looming around. It's a rule. If you turn away from the source of light, then you will see shades in the darkness. Sometimes Jiva Goswami gives the example, these shades take a frightening aspect, like in a magic lantern. This magic lantern was used in Indian villages. It was a lantern, there was a light inside, but around it different cut or welded, if it was metal, forms, and then you would turn the magic lantern, shades would appear on a wall, and children and simple villagers would become sometimes afraid.
because of the, let's see, demons and seeing witches and seeing dangerous mountains and maybe that person made sounds, you know. Frightened, yeah. By not seeing the light, but the shadow coming upon them. I think we all can know from the film industry, which makes all kinds of projections in the film, and we can also see that if there's the right music, we can become quite afraid when we see this, and only we look away and open the light, then this is going very well. I know there was a movie, I have not seen it, and I don't intend to ever come close to this yet. I don't remember the name now, but when I was young and some of you were not born, this movie was there, and people saw it, and it was so real and so horrifying that young people would commit suicide after seeing it. It had to be removed from seeing it. And one of my friend, Klaus, he somehow saw this movie, and then he attempted suicide. Fortunately, he was saved in the hospital from the effects. But it was so real to him that I spoke with him. He came to my house after seeing this movie and told me, and he always looked around thinking that some of the horror features of the movie, some horror persons of the movie would come and get him. This is a scene. So in material life, our situation is compared to this by the Sridhar Swami, Jiva Goswami. We have turned away from Lord Krishna, and now we see only the material energy. We see our death coming on us. We see misunderstandings maybe which happen. We become afraid and very involved in our lives, and more and more forget Krishna as we do this, as we become absorbed in that which is really not, which is just a reflection, a shadow of a magic lantern. I think you all know this in your life, that sometimes there is a situation which becomes so stressful and difficult, and only if by Krishna's mercy, or maybe by the mercy of devotees, you see another, more Krishna conscious perspective, you feel relieved and it's not as bad as I thought it is, and here is a solution I will take to this solution. No? We all have seen this. So this problem of becoming involved in material life, our material attachments and desires which create a situation around us, like the situation of the villagers who are surrounded by the shadows, by a skill which are put on the wall by a skillful entertainer. You know, just like this, we can like they can wake up if the light is switched on. Switch, swash. Ooh, not so. There was nothing. In the same way, you can be released from your material consciousness at the moment you turn to Krishna. Here it is said how we should turn to Krishna. We see him as the spiritual master, we see him as our Lord whom we worship, and we see him as the source of my life. He is the source of my life, not medicine, not even the parents who conceived us. No, he is the source of the soul, the source of my life. He's my only shelter. When you turn to him like this, here it is said, as one spiritual master, we should look at upon him as our guru. And I found a very interesting purport by Srila Prabhupada. Very interesting. It was when Lord Brahma, it was in the section of the Bhagavatam where Lord Brahma was accosted means attacked by Rakshasas and Yakshas. He had just created them and they turned against him and called out, "Eat him up, spare him not." Imagine, you are a father who has just conceived a child, your child is born, all of a sudden that your child looks out of its little children bed, how do we call this, you know, where they are, and the expression becomes so horribly intense in the eyes of your and face of your little child, the mouth becomes distorted, and the baby calls out, "Eat him up! Me, I'm your father! Spare him not!" And he jumps at you, and as he jumps at you, the baby becomes a monster. He gets on your throat, and then you have to make a phone call to the temple president, you know, and get rid of this unusual baby. This is a horrifying situation. Horrifying, no? Imagine, a little innocent baby turns into the monster and jumps at you. We don't even want to, before breakfast, we don't want to entertain this thought to you. Oh, this is what happened to Brahma. Brahma was attacked by Rakshasas and Yakshas who came to him and attacked him, and he became so afraid, and in his fear he turned to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he became and in that purpose he began to pray like it is recommended here, no? He said, one who is actually learned and advanced, like Lord Brahma, worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his spiritual master. He asks, "What should I do now? Here my creation's coming, wanting to kill me, and do all kinds of impossible things, maybe before my death." And there Prabhupada says something very nice. He says, we come all in situations where we don't understand any longer how we could solve this situation. And then he says, even when we turn to friends and say, "Can you help me? It's a very difficult situation for me. I don't see the way out." Even our friends don't understand us. Have you this situation that sometimes friends, they try to help, they are friends after all, but their advice somehow doesn't seem to solve the situation because they don't understand the whole scope of it. So then he says, Prabhupada says, "Hare Krishna, thank you Pujarati. You are very kind to us." Then Srila Prabhupada says, what should we do? We should turn to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because He will understand us and show us the way out of danger. He says like this. So Brahma did this. He turned to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Lord helped him. I just want to make a little side note, because we live in an age of misconception. This does not mean that we should not have a spiritual master. This is not about that. Sometimes this you can translate that also one should turn to the spiritual master as a representative of the Lord. This verse is also translated like this, no? But here in this translation, turning towards the Lord is put very, very high, and I think this is very good. And I wanted to give you an example in the Bhagavad, from the Bhagavatam, where Lord Brahma turned to the Lord, and how Srila Prabhupada's comments, sometimes our best friends may not understand, but Krishna always understands us, and we should turn to Him. This turning to Krishna, my dear devotees, is the whole point of Krishna consciousness. It is stated by Rupa Goswami that of all the things which devotees do, all the various practices, all the various rules which they follow, there is a point in all of this which is the essence, and that is to always remember Krishna and to never forget Krishna. It means really to turn to Krishna. Remember, oh Krishna, yes. I've forgotten you for so many long years. Now today I turn to you as your sincere and serious servant. And my dear devotees, the moment you do this, all this confusion and brought about by the material energy, also the confusion we all suffer most from, that is wrong identifications, and therefore conflicting desires. And I talked to a few devotees just recently, I think in Radhadesh, and there was a situation for one devotee where he had one desire which was to stay here and associate with the devotees. But there was also another desire. I cannot tell you what it is, because then you would know who the devotee is, and that we need to protect our devotees, you know. And so, and they were conflicting, these desires. Prabhupada speaks about this, that we want Krishna, but at the same time we sometimes want to satisfy material plans. You know, so yeah. What to do then? You know, one thing here, this direction, and the other this. Prabhupada said, then the devotee is in a perplexed situation. It's perplexing. What to do? You know. And but Prabhupada then says something, and he quotes the Bhagavad. No problem. Krishna in His kindness gives us the opportunity to engage in devotional service, and as we engage in devotional service, gradually, slowly, we develop a taste for Krishna's sweetness. Yes, the overwhelming sweetness of the Lord. And then we want only Him and nothing else. Yes. But see, the moment we turn to Krishna, my dear devotees, you are no longer in the shades. Imagine the villagers who are seeing these shadows and who are screaming at some, are fainting. If they would turn around and look at the light of the magic lantern, problem, it would be solved. And Lord Chaitanya spoke about this, this point of turning to Krishna and then becoming freed from the problems of material existence, these sometimes conflicting desires and all this. He said, because he has forgotten Krishna, the living entity has been attracted by the external feature of Maya, or by Maya, from time immemorial. Therefore, the illusory energy, Maya, gives him all kinds of misery in his material existence. But the moment he did, sorry, this is the verse, but I thought this verse would be a different verse. But in another verse, Mahaprabhu says, when we turn to Krishna and become no longer facing externally the Bahya Mukha, we become Antimukha Mukha, we look at Krishna, at that time our problems in material existence are solved. Now, I know some of you are getting bored because it's, I will bring it now to the point. What does turning to Krishna mean? Switch. Now I will get on your case. You will not believe the explosion which will happen in 1 minute from now. I have to wake you up. That's why I tell this. Any idea what turning to Krishna could mean to you today? Silence. Jamashtami.
An act of the instruction of the Guru.
So, concrete, what will you do today?
Execute the order of the spiritual. For me, what would be chant attentively and read Srila Prabhupada's books.
Today, you will do?
Yes, I will.
Can I ask you in the evening?
Yes.
If it worked. Jamashmi, I'm sorry, I have to preach, so therefore, don't be afraid of me. I'm just doing my. I want to eat prasadam this morning, and I have to do something, some seva of the lecture. My dear devotees, what will you do? Jamashtami, who's a good Vaishnava, I know, has given us a cue. To turn to Krishna practically means to make an effort to overcome the inattention which you put to Krishna. That you know, where you don't care for him, where you don't think of him, where you are not with him at all, where you are not. You're just going through your busy dying day, you know, Monday the same, Tuesday the same, Wednesday more of the same, Thursday even more of the same, Friday more of the same, Saturday comes, wow, more of the same, Sunday! More of the same. Monday, again, more of the same. Type of mediocre Krishna conscious life. Oh. This attention, turning to Krishna, giving Krishna attention, means you must first of all learn to pull your attention to Krishna in the holy name. When I'm becoming attentive to someone, I will become attentive to either call his name. Like I have great joy in seeing Nityananda because of the name. I do appreciate Nityananda, Lord Nityananda, very much. At the moment I see Nityananda. Or Vasudev, same thing. I have to say Nityananda. Or Vasudev. I say it, I mean it. I turn to him. I turn, oh, Nityananda. Oh, Vasudev. There would be no connection. No? I must be attentive when I call someone's name. That's how I make the first contact. No? Now, when we do our kirtan, our mind, which is viparya yasmati, it is reversed or twisted, it will always try to run away from Krishna. Because remember, we want to be Krishna's competitor. We are not his servants in the material world. We are quite the opposite. We want to have our own little life, you know, and design it. And this problem of being inattentive to Krishna or turning away from Krishna or going astray, if you so want, it becomes immediately visible when you chant. Immediately. You can't hide it. You sit down, Krishna, Krishna, the mind is gone. Okay, then you continue. The mind is gone. It always runs counter the chanting, the mind. If you have not learned that now I must turn to Krishna. So because we have turned away from Krishna a long time back, we are absorbed in everything else than Krishna. And our inability to focus on Krishna becomes visible and strongly, strongly perceivable when we when we try to chant. I remember once I was in Vrindavan and I was doing a Vrindavan parikrama. It was very early in the morning. I think I was alone, or possibly maybe the devotee with whom I went was possibly 50 meters back. And then I continued to go. All of a sudden I heard someone chanting Hare Krishna Krishna behind me. It came closer, and I thought, wow, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. There was so much chanting. I stepped aside and hid behind a tree. I do such things. I do like to observe spiritual life and then get inspirations and then apply them myself. So I was hiding in the bush. There was this old Vaishnava, my dear devotees. I never forgot. He was bent over like our Pujariji here. No, not this one, the Pujariji was, you know, was a little bent over. And he was just coming by it as he was chanting. It was almost as if sparks of devotion were flying from his heart into my heart. It was really wonderful. Hare Krishna, he was really talking to Krishna. It seemed he was communicating with Krishna. Or as we say in our theoretical language, and we never think what it could mean in real life, he was addressing Krishna. To address someone means you speak to him, you turn to him. No? He was really doing it. Whoa, this is good. And then he went by, he didn't see me. Then I jumped into his trail and chanted maybe 10 meters back at him. And I also tried to be inspired by this chanting, and it went very well. Unfortunately, I lost him at one stage. Maybe Krishna just sent him to wake me up So I cannot forget this. This was really good. And I remember doing that parikrama, when I chanted my japa, I tried to emulate. Emulate means to follow. And so my dear devotees, inattention, I've many times spoken about this, to Krishna, or you could say turning away to Krishna, from Krishna, is the root of all the offenses which we commit. And when we chant with offenses, you know, there is little or no taste in the chanting of the holy name, because these offenses, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, create fog and clouds which come between us and the Krishna sun. Just like on a, here in Belgium, you can study this every day. You sit peacefully on your bed, you look up, and then it was a moment ago, it was sunny, but then a cloud comes, or a cloud bank, and covers the sun, and then it becomes, you know, cold. It's nice in the summer, actually, Belgium, where then the summer is ideal, at least for me. But in the winter, it can get depressing. And I have seen, and now are many devotees here, in the winter, it's empty, because it's so Belgium-like here. And summer, very good. That's the best place to stay in the summer. But in the winter, also best place, but I mean, the clouds are then more disturbing. We become more disturbed by that. So that when you chant and you commit offenses, then the clouds come, and you can't see the sun any longer. We have spoken many times about it. I think you understand the analogy and so on, and experience it also. But the clouds really come from this one problem, inattention, turning away from Krishna. Sege Jung would say it's the archetypical, at the moment I don't know what he would say, but it's really the archetypical thing, you know. It's so embedded, so ingrained, so attached to our personality, this inattention to Krishna. It's the cause of why we are here. So as you come to the chanting, my dear devotees, this inattention will manifest, and it will keep you away from Krishna by producing dark clouds which hide the Lord. It's such a big problem that Haridas Thakur says, even for intensity we will go high. Even if one successfully overcomes all other offenses in chanting, and even if one is chanting continuously, that means without breakage, many hours, whole day, even then love of God may not come about. What? Why not? He's chanting continuously. He is free from all other offenses. Now he should get it. What is the problem still? One should know, says Haridas Thakur, that the reason for this is that one is committing the offense known as pramada, or inattention. It's such a problem that Haridas Thakur says that you can't overcome inattention by your own efforts. You can sit and follow all the techniques of which you find in all the books of the world. I think Manu once visited us in the Gaurabhavan, and Padmakshi was there, and we had a japa session and we tried a technique given in the Bhagavata, and then Manu rightfully observed there are so many techniques, but they may not always work. And that is right, because by one's own efforts it's not possible to overcome this problem. It's so old, this problem. It is so deep, this problem. It is something we stand helplessly in front of, this problem, like someone who has to scale a wall which is slippery and where to grab the wall. It's not possible on its own. There's only one solution to overcome this. That is, one must treat the problem at the root. You must turn to Krishna for help. You must pray to Krishna for help. Yesterday we also met some excellent grihasthas, very nice grihasthas, very hospitable. One of the men was expressing his deep desire to engage in more concentrated spiritual practice. And I said, wonderful that you have the desire. Wonderful. This is how everything starts. But I can tell you, it will be like all of us. The desire is there for some time, and then it will wane. Wane means it will become weaker because of conflicting other desires which are also there. What to do in this situation? I didn't tell it to the devotee at that time, but I want to now say it, and I think he will be very happy to hear this. Haridas Thakur says, simply by one's own endeavors, no one in this world, not even our temple president, no one in this world can overcome distractedness. No one. Not even the GBC, not even Swamiji. No one in this world on his own endeavors can do such victory. You're not listening. Such victory, listen, can only come about by your merciful blessings. Therefore, the devotee needs to pray to Krishna for his blessings. My Lord, I have this problem. I turned away from you, and I've become attracted, like these villagers, to these shades, these shades of Maya, of the material energy. I just can't detach myself from this and turn to you completely. I try, I want, I suffer, but I'm a captured soul, a conditioned soul. Please, my Lord, help me. And then when you chant in this way, then the Lord, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he gives you transcendental blessings. And he who sits in the heart of the devotee destroys all fear, all this material consciousness. He also destroys the contaminations in the heart, so that you and awakens steady devotion for him. Thus the devotee becomes free of the lust and greed that are born from the modes of passion and ignorance, and his mind becomes well established in goodness. So this is the process. When one hears and chants about Krishna, then Krishna gives you these blessings. You must just sit down, pray to Lord Krishna, be very honest with yourself. This is not a one-man show, my Lord. I can't get come out of this world without your presence. I must pray to you and for your blessings. And then the Lord gives you, by his blessings, devotion to him. I never forget, maybe I told it the day when I arrived, I don't know, but I will tell it again if you allow me, an experience I had made with this. I was in Sridhar Mayapur. It was a time of, I had been invited for the Kirtan Mela, and I was requested to chant, and I had a very difficult conversation before that. And I was distracted really by this conversation. One devotee told me how unfair another devotee had been, and it was hurting my heart very much to hear this. And why amongst devotees can't we just be a little bit more kind to each other? So I was like this, and I came to the I will come half an hour earlier than my slot so that I can purify it in my mind and get some other things by singing kirtan. But when I arrived, everyone waited for me. I was late, I had mixed up the times. So immediately I had to start with a whole catastrophe in my mind, you know. I sang, and then after 10 minutes I noticed we are not going anywhere. This is getting very, it's so dry, I feel dry, and everyone else is just starting to look at the wristwatch. When is it over, this unfortunate braying? You know. So then I thought, oh my Lord, this is me, distracted. I'm distracted by what I heard, and I can't bring my mind very much to the chanting because what I heard was so catastrophic. So please, I beg you, you no need to care for this for me. I'm so insignificant, but I'm leading the kirtan, and these are all your devotees. They are all your servants. They are wonderful persons. To let me do my seva properly. You know? I just prayed to Krishna very desperately. And somehow, I don't know when and how, it is imperceptible, things changed. And at the end, I was feeling chanting with happiness to Krishna, glorifying him. And the devotees were all dancing and wow, and it was really, they were inspired to give their best in chanting. I always said, chant louder. Finally, it was so loud that our eardrums were almost bursting. But I think we were protected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that the eardrums did not burst. But it was so loud and so intensive. And from the heart. Because Krishna can make us attentive. So, my dear devotees, I want to recommend, like our Jamashtami Prabhu said, Jamashtami, I will check him this evening, I know he will do it, he said, I want to chant attentively today, and I want, what was it? Reading, you wanted to read.
For
Bhagavata. Rest assured, in the evening I'm at your door and find out what it is if you did it. So, our Jamashtami is instructing us so beautifully. This is what you have to do also, my dear devotees. Today, when you chant, you need to bring your attention there. You know, don't you know, you chant. And you know, oh, my mind is somewhere else. My mind is with my new smartphone. I'm not so smart to use my smartphone properly. I have to outsmart my smartphone and find out the smart applications. What is it? The apps and all this magical thing. I have to, and So then, at that time, my dear devotee, when you catch your mind, you say, okay, mind, where are we? And the mind says, leave me alone, I'm with my smartphone. Who's there? You're not the master in my house, I'm in my house. I can. Now, let us make a deal. We will chant now very attentively, and after the chanting, you can do half an hour smartphone. You know, like this. But if I catch you going to the smartphone before, it will be only 2 minutes smartphone. You know, Hare Krishna. Then he will say, you fool, you cannot outsmart the material energy. You have to pray first to Krishna that he helps you, that you become attached to the holy name and attentive to the holy name. You have to pray to the Lord simply by one's own strength. Arjuna Sankara said, no one in this world can overcome distractedness. Such a victory can only come about by your merciful blessing. This is in Harinam Chintamani, chapter 12, verse 49. Krishna. The day before yesterday, we had a wonderful workshop, I must tell all of you about, when we learned some prayers, we invited the blessings of Srila Prabhupada for our japa and of Haridas Thakur. Those who are taking part in the kirtan course, please read these prayers, especially the one by Haridas Thakur, which you will find on page so and so. I don't know, I cannot remember numbers. It's on page so and so. Some you will be able to find, you're young and intelligent. And the prayers of Haridas Thakur, very deep prayers. Hare Krishna. I thank you very much. I wish you all the best in this effort to turn back to Krishna in your japa. It's mostly done in your japa, or kirtan and kirtan, both. No? There you can practice turning to Krishna and solving the dilemma of material existence. Krishna, is there one question? Balati. We have a microphone for you, Balaji.
The translation said that the problem started because we turned away from Krishna, and the solution is to turn to Krishna. So it's basically suggesting that we completely revolt our position.
That we completely
revolt.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we begin? Like if we are so far away, then it's not just easy.
You understood the lecture very well, Balaji. The first part you understood. The second part of the lecture gave the solution. It is to the form of the Lord which is closest to you, and that's the name. That name, Krishna has come to you as his holy name in this world, to deliver you from material existence. If you now turn away from this help of the Lord, this most merciful form of the Lord, you have no chance. You must turn to him as he has come to you in his holy name. He's very close to you. And then while you chant, you turn to Krishna and you pray to Krishna. surrendering lamentation, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Another word he uses is contrition. You know this English word? You feel like you really have to turn to him. It's your chance. See, you heard the lecture. I'm saying because you are supremely intelligent. You heard the lecture, but your mind stopped you from hearing it. The solution was given. But the mind just can't accept it because it doesn't want to accept it. It wants to sit on the throne of our heart. It doesn't want the holy name to be there, the Krishna. So you have to, it's really something where you have to, I mean, don't do this when anyone sees you, but do it in your room when no one sees you. You have to fall flat on your belly and say, my dear Lord, I try, but I can't concentrate. If you can only help me. I made this experience in Mayapur because there it was particularly miserable, you know. I noticed because I was so distracted, I couldn't do my seva and doing the kirtan, and I felt dry, and I thought my voice will give up before I'm at the end, and I will maybe die from boredom, you know. And I was supposed to be the kirtan leader, and I thought, wait a minute, this is dramatic, this is problematic here. My mind doesn't want to be with Krishna. I'm in Mayapur. If it works, it doesn't work here, where will it work? So then I started to pray, and it worked immediately. Krishna Balaji is only a prayer away. So close. Only a prayer away. Thank you. Thank you for asking this question. Please don't feel afraid of me that, oh no, if I ask this Maharaj a question, he will jump on me. And so on. No, I'm just saying to bring the point out very clear. This is... That is what, you know, when I saw this devotee in Mayapur, in Vrindavan, doing this parikrama, and he came closer and closer. It was really like a fire coming closer, a fire of devotion. Then I stepped out of the way to just watch him, and this is the way, this is the way. Krishna. Good, my dear devotees, it's 9 o'clock. Your breakfast is also there. And I will see those who have read kirtan course at 11:30 in the library. I wish you a wonderful day. I wish you that you are able to turn somehow to Krishna today in your chanting by praying to him for his kind support. And I'm sure he will answer to you very nicely. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari.